morning, everyone. The Mary Griffith Show is underway. We're brought to you each and every morning by Hillbean Auto Body. And those deer are running across the highway, so remember, if it happens to you, take it to Hillbean. I want to thank Steve Bull today for being my producer of the Mary Griffith Show. Usually at this time, Steve is doing his important management duties, but we have new equipment in the WT80 studios, and Steve is not quite certain I'll ever be able to learn how to do the technology, but he's absolutely certain that today I have no idea what I'm doing. So he's going to sit in here with us, and I get to be the princess and just sit here and...
Like usual.
Like usual.
Between
this is how it
nine.
Is
yeah,
all morning long, but today thing. I get an extra hour of it.
Right.
Jim Chamberlain is here. He's the executive director of the Quincy Family YMCA, and he also helps oversee the Brown County and Pike County Ys. And today is a very important day in the Y. Make sure you're talking right into your microphone. You might turn it. Yeah, turn
right.
it so you're looking
Sounds
at me.
Good.
Steve,
okay.
Just ignore Steve. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain there. Let's talk about one of the most exciting events, and that's your annual support campaign, and it's kicking off tonight.
It is kicking off tonight. We're very excited about it. So we have not kicked it off yet. Tonight is a big night. It's at 5:30 here at the YMCA in Quincy. We sometimes host it offsite. This time we're hosting it at the facility. We wanted to show off the facility, show off some of the programs. We're very fortunate to have hundreds of kids and parents and grandparents coming in for flag football. Unfortunately, with the rain, they probably won't be there this evening, but that's okay. We're still going to host it, and really, this is so important for the YMCA to continue to deliver the services and programs that we offer to the community. So we really appreciate the community support through this time.
Well, and this is also an interesting day at the Y because there will be a lot of kids there because you always have school out, daycare, and activities for kids. So the Y will be bustling today. Because
Absolutely.
A lot of people who don't have normal child care for their children will use the Y today, tomorrow, and Monday.
That's
and that's
right.
a great service. Are you ready to announce how much you're going to raise, or is that a secret for tonight?
That's not a secret. I'm happy
do.
To announce that.
What's
so,
the goal?
So our goal for this year is $140,000.
Wow. That's a lot of money. But when you think about how many people, and especially children you serve, it's a very good deal for the city of Quincy and for the entire tri-state area.
It,
now, does
it
that
really
just
is.
Help Quincy, or does that go to the otherwise as well?
So this fund is primarily focused for here in Quincy.
So this is Quincy-wide fundraising, and there'll be other things in other areas.
Absolutely.
That $140,000 is just, it's a small part of your budget, but it's an important part of the budget because you mentioned flag football. They have swim lessons, all kinds of things. And we do concentrate a lot on children. I think people are always willing to give to make sure children have opportunities, but it's a family YMCA, and sometimes it's really important for those families to get that support because they can all go swimming together as a family. The parents can go into the playroom and see their kids. Parents may not want to do some of that stuff with the kids because they'll get too winded, but
yeah,
they can watch their
true.
Kids playing dance relay or whatever that one machine is. So it's important that it be a family environment. So you support families.
We really do, and that's really a big focus for us. We have a few family events coming up, but really it's about the family. It's about the community. It's about bringing people from the community together. So this isn't we're trying to raise money for us at the YMCA. This is the community's YMCA, and we just want to continue to provide the services and support those families. One of the things that we proudly state at the Y is no one is turned away due to inability to pay. So anyone is welcome. If you're having either a rough patch or you just can't afford a membership or can't afford a program, come and talk to us. We would love to talk through it and find a way to help you guys be a part of it.
Yeah, it is so great. I mean, I've been a member of the Y for years now. And while my husband does utilize the Y more than I do because he's much more of exercise discipline than I am, we do enjoy especially going swimming together. And, of course, my favorite part is sitting in the hot tub, the completely passive form of exercise where the bubbles just massage me.
That's a great way to do it.
I'm sure I lose 5 calories just from being in the hot water.
So well, I was going to let you know, we have this Saturday an Aqua Boot Camp class starting. It's a new class. So
yeah.
You'd have to go from the hot tub to the pool, but
don't
think about it.
Boot
you don't
camp
kind
of scares me. But really, the great thing about the Y, and I do this, as you get older and your joints, I've been walking on these poor knees for 60 years now. It's nice to get in the water and get that weight off of my joints, but still be able to do all the flexibility exercises.
Absolutely.
So there are a lot of people you see at the Y that are older. They're doing the water exercises. So that's really great.
So that's tonight, $140,000. What kind of time frame for this campaign?
So we are running this through the end of the year and essentially tying it in with the year-end giving. Just it's a great time of year where people just really take a step back to a certain extent and realize, hey, everything we're thankful for throughout Halloween and then the Christmas season, giving back to the community, to those in need. So we're going to tie it in with that this year.
That's great. Well, you segued beautifully into the next topic, which is all these great things that the $140,000 will go to support. And one of those community events is Trunk or Treat at the Y. Tell us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. So we like to do a lot of community events. This Trunk or Treat is a free community event. It is next Saturday, the 19th. It's at the Y here in Quincy. And really, we're looking for people, if you would like to volunteer to host a trunk and decorate a trunk, we can give you some tips and ideas if you want, or you can search online. And also candy. We had an incredible turnout last year, and we want it to be even bigger this year. We want kids and families to come out in a safe environment and just have some fun.
Yeah, and this is great because so many kids anymore, parents are a little bit leery about letting them go door to door. What time is the trunk or treat? It's during the daylight more hours, right?
It is during the day. I forget the exact time. It's early afternoon time frame.
Okay. So it's during the daylight hours. The kids can be dressed in their costumes. They don't have to walk far. They're just going to be walking around the parking lot.
That's exactly right.
They won't be in danger of getting hit by a car because the parking cars will all be parked. The trunk or treat area will be there.
And parents are welcome to dress up as well.
Yes. And I was going to say, what a fun thing. If you don't want to have, or you're not going to be home Halloween night, or you don't want to mess around Halloween night, you know, we laugh because my husband and I, we go to bed pretty early.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, can we stay up till 7 o'clock to hand out treats? So this would be a great thing for maybe a couple that doesn't have children.
Absolutely.
To come, decorate their trunk, decorate themselves, come and give some treats to the kids. And remember, always include some, like, what we call teal pumpkin treats, which might be a non-food product or something that a child with allergies could enjoy, or a little gamer toy.
Yep.
And that's always fun. So that's the afternoon of Saturday the 19th, Trunk or Treat. And, of course, the Y is kind of synonymous with Thanksgiving morning, turkey run. Burn off all those calories so you can have an extra piece of pumpkin pie.
Absolutely.
You've got your turkey run shirt on from last year.
That's right.
So we're going to wait to see and roll out what that new turkey run shirt looks like. Last year's was beautiful.
There is a new design, so we have not rolled that out yet.
Okay.
We are just launching our turkey run, and at the Y between now and Thanksgiving, we're doing turkey run Thursdays. So all the staff are wearing our turkey run shirts just to promote it, have some fun. It's such a great community event. This is actually our 40th year anniversary of doing this here in Quincy. It's just an incredible tradition.
And this basically happens pretty early in the morning, like what, 9 o'clock or 8:30?
Yep, it's around 8 to 8:30
okay,
in the morning.
Okay, so you get it
it's
done
first thing in the morning.
Yep. And there's different and very, you can actually swim as part of the turkey
That's
run,
right,
too.
That's right, yep.
So you can basically do whatever you want. It's just a way to get the community together to exercise on that Thanksgiving morning. A lot of families do it. One stays back to baste the turkey, and the rest go out
Absolutely,
and run.
Yep.
You know, somebody has to stay home and watch the turkey.
Mm-hmm.
But you can register at the Y, and, of course, it's Thanksgiving Day, Thursday.
Yep, easy to
remember.
And
this raises money for the Y as well. And, again, all these programs that the Y puts on, they're either raising money to support programs for children and to encourage families to exercise together, or they're programs that are being funded by those programs. So
it's
a push and pull at all times at the Y, bringing in money and dispersing money.
And we're constantly talking about how can we do more? How can we serve more people, offer more classes, more programs, more events? And that's really what these funds are going towards, to keep our costs affordable for everyone in the community and then also to give back for those that need it.
Well, Jim Chamberlain, the reason they're talking about that is because you, as a new addition to the Y, are constantly pushing, what can we do more, what can we do more, what
Absolutely.
Can we do more? So, folks, there's no limit to Jim Chamberlain's imagination, where the only limit is the money. So help
him
out.
Well, I do have to give props to our staff. We have
an
incredible leadership team, and they're asking the same questions. How do we do more and serve more?
They really love to serve. Now, something that's going on in Mount Sterling that is really wildly popular, a mother-son dance. This is one of those things that really tugs at the heartstrings, because it may be the first time a young man really knows how to treat a lady
mm-hmm.
and take her out for a date. and Absolutely. Dance with her in a slow dance. Mm-hmm. And so this is a wonderful event. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's a great event. It's been going on now for a couple of years at Mount Sterling. And it's really a time, like you said, for the mother and the son to come. It can be a grandmother. It can be an aunt. I mean, it doesn't have to be a mother.
Right.
But it's really just an incredible time for that bonding between the two, or three if there's multiple boys. But there's activities, there's music, there's dancing, there's pictures. It'll be really an incredible experience.
And that's held at the Mount Sterling Y?
That is at the Mount Sterling Y.
Okay, and when is that event?
That is this Saturday.
This
Saturday evening.
Okay.
So there's still time to register.
Still time to register. And again, you don't have to live in Mount Sterling. If you live anywhere close to the Mount Sterling Y, you want to go there for mother-son dance? Absolutely. Just do that. We've got so many other adult programs and youth programs to talk about, but I think right now would be a great time to take a little break. Jim Chamberlain, my guest, as he always is, the second Thursday of every month, when we concentrate on the Quincy Family YMCA and their programs in Mount Sterling and Pike County as well. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. We're back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD, talking about the Quincy Family YMCA. Their annual support campaign kicks off tonight. You can go to the Y at 5:30 and experience the excitement as they are starting today to raise $140,000. Now, what do they do with all that money? Well, a lot of it goes to youth programs. So we talked about a little bit about schools out. If you're a grandmother and you're children decided that, oh, there's no school on Thursday, Friday, and Monday. Grandma won't mind watching the kids, and it's halfway through Thursday, and Grandma minds very much. You can call the Quincy Family YMCA right now at 221-YMCA and say, hey, my grandchildren would like to come to the Y on Friday and Monday and be supervised, and maybe I'll come with them and sit in the hot tub while they're being supervised by the professional staff, because Days Out School programs, you provide those every time there's a registered or non-scheduled mm-hmm. day out of school, which for snow days is very important. That's
Absolutely.
Just one of the services the Y provides. Let's talk about youth program basketball. This is basketball was invented at the Y.
It was.
So
yes.
Why not have all the kids play basketball?
That's right. What better place to come learn how to play basketball and really even
source.
More than learn, just build the camaraderie, have friendships. And
I mean, I know old guys that still play basketball at the Y.
That's right.
They
that's
hurt
right.
their knees and then they crab and my husband has to mow the lawn for him, but that's okay, you know.
I have a previous injury playing basketball at the Y in a Y league as well. So
let's talk about this youth basketball league because, of course, it is all geared towards age appropriateness.
Absolutely. So really, our youth sports are really one of the key focuses for us, not just sports, but youth programs in general. And youth basketball is one of our largest programs. So we had a record number of kids sign up for flag football this year, and it's just an absolutely incredible electric environment. It's just so much fun, and to see all the parents there coming to watch. The next sport is basketball. Registration is now open. Basketball starts in December. We start with practices, and then the games actually start in January. And we're expecting a fantastic turnout and hopefully a record turnout like we had in football.
Okay, so don't miss out getting your child involved. And remember, no one is ever turned away. So if you have some difficulties and maybe you're just going through a little rough patch right now, maybe mm-hmm. there's a medical bill or something that's taking it all off the table, all this little
yep.
money you used to spend on things like this for your kids, the Y wants to keep your kid active. And, you know, I always look at it this way. Take a little help from the Y now. Get your kid involved in basketball. 2 years from now, be a contributor to the Y. You know,
mm-hmm.
it all comes out. There's also a lot of adult programs. Pickleball is so insanely popular.
Yes, it
and,
is.
And, I mean, I worry about tennis. Will tennis disappear? The only thing I don't like about pickleball, what a stupid name. But, you know, other than that, it's a great game.
Yeah. It is an incredible game. It is so much fun. So we're going to kick off the colder weather and the shortening of the days. We're going to kick it off with a pickleball tournament at the Y. So pickleball is the largest growing sport in the country. It is just, it's booming all over the country. And we have an incredible pickleball group here in Quincy. So what we do is in the mornings, we don't use our gym that much. There's not a lot of programs. So we open it up and have open gym pickleball. And we have an incredible, what's come to be a family that comes together almost on a daily basis at the Y. And really just, it's open gym. You come when you can, leave when, stay however long you want. But we do have a pickleball tournament, and that is November 1st. It's Friday, November 1st. It's going to start at around 7:30 in the morning. And we've done a pickleball tournament in the past, and this year we're going to do another one. And really, from that, we're just going to open it up and invite everyone to come in and have fun and join the pickleball family.
Okay. And pickleball has kind of been described. You have a wooden paddle. It's solid, though. It's not like a tennis racket. And you play with a modified wiffle ball. It's not quite as light as a wiffle ball. Mm-hmm. It's got a little bit more oomph to it than that. And it's on a modified court. So it's perfect for those who used to be able to reach and stretch and get those backhand shots. And now it's just a little bit, you know, for people that are slowing down but still want to be active and still stay on their feet. And that's really what the Y adult programs are all about, maintaining and improving your health. You also have basketball and co-ed volleyball for adults. Now, basketball, is that a league or is that just pickup games?
So that's actually both.
Okay.
So we've done pickleball. We've already talked about that. We've done basketball, noon ball at the Y. So it's, again, just open gym. Come on, just play. Stay as long as you want to. The people start to get together around noon. But we are implementing a new basketball league as well. And it's an adults league. Originally, we were kind of targeting towards men, but it's like, no, women want to play too. So it is a co-ed league. It will be predominantly men, but women are invited, welcome to play. But it is a league that starts later on this month.
Okay.
And registration actually closes on Monday.
Oh, get in there.
So need to get in. Give us a call or get on our website, and you can get registered for that.
And co-ed volleyball has been very popular at the Y as well. So. When do those start?
So co-ed volleyball starts in November.
Okay.
And we've had women's volleyball that's been very popular. So we've had a power league, which is more of a competitive league, mm-hmm. and a rec league. But the co-ed league is actually something new that we're bringing. So we realized, hey, women love playing volleyball. Men love playing volleyball. Let's play together.
Okay.
It was a simple next step for us. So we're very excited. Volleyball is very popular. And, again, it's a great way to build camaraderie and just build community.
And it's a great way to stay healthy when the snow's on the ground. Because, indoor basketball, indoor volleyball, obviously pickleball, these are all great things. Well, I tell you what, it's exciting. So a couple of recaps. If you would like to put your car's trunk in the trunk or mm-hmm. treat. Let them know at the Y that you're coming so they can reserve a space for you. This would be a great activity for a couple that doesn't have children yet or grandparents whose grandkids aren't around, but they want to enjoy all the little kids' costumes and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Just open up your trunk, put some treats back there, and the kids will come trick-or-treating.
On
Saturday afternoon, October 19th. So call the Y and let them know about that. Get registered for the turkey run on Thanksgiving Day. And don't forget, if you're up in the Mount Sterling area or anywhere around there, Saturday night is the Mother-Son Dance at Mount Sterling. So get registered for that. Jim, thank you so very much. And I'll see you probably this weekend at the Y if my husband can drag me out of bed to go exercise. He'll be there. I don't know if I'll make it, but he'll be there.
I'll be there in spirit.
Yep. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Tanya Tucker's birthday today. Why'd you request this one? Just curious.
The House That Built Me.
Okay.
Because we're talking to Quincy Preserves. Rich Kane is my guest. But by the time we get to the chorus, Rich won't have time to tell us about what he's here to talk about. So we're going to cut Tanya off. The House That Built Me, Quincy Preserves Fall Home Tour, is coming up on Saturday, October 19th, not this Saturday, but a week from Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., six beautiful locations, and something a little bit different this year. Well, every year you have something great. But not only the 1920s kind of Gilded Age mansions, but some of these mid-century modern homes. So we're not going to go way, way, way back to like 1850. Rich Kane. We're going to step it up in more than 1900s.
You sound like Peabody and Sherman.
How are you, Rich Kane?
I am fine, Mary. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I love watching your weather forecast, by the way.
Why is that?
Because you're so good looking.
Oh, gosh. Knock it off.
Knock it off. You know, Rich and I went on one date. Remember that? Somebody said you guys ought to date, and like 3 minutes into it, we were ordering the appetizer, and it's like, this isn't going to work. We're just not, you know, we're just friends, and he did Bullwinkle impersonations the rest of the time, and I was my usual charming self with my hair sticking straight up on one side or something.
Oh,
so,
my.
You know, we both moved on to better pastures. Okay. Let's talk about the Quincy Preserves Fall Home Tour. I'm excited. I'm just going to talk about what I'm excited about. The house at 3022 Lincoln Hill Northeast. This is one of those mid-century modern homes. But now these homes are getting to be 70, 80 years old, some of them, you know.
Right.
I mean, we forget we're way past, you know, 1950. But these are the homes that really had that different kind of architecture. This was the new mansion of its time.
And they were designed, you know, as, I want to say flats. I don't want to say flats, but, you know, you're so used to seeing the bungalow style in certain neighborhoods. And
this
then
was
you're
all
seeing
one level with a big basement.
Exactly.
The basement was supposed to be lived in, not for coal.
Exactly. And or fruit storage or preservation
Nobody
storage.
Nobody was canning
so on
Lincoln Hill.
No.
Right.
And it was, the, you know, the modern the kitchen was a little bit bigger than some of the other homes. And then you had the pull-in garage. And it was supposed to be this new Norman Rockwell style of living. And so the neighborhood was designed that way. So a lot of these homes, even though they looked different, they were kind of designed the same with the same purpose. Modern living with a TV in one room, and then you had a den, and then you had some other rooms for multi-purposes. So, yeah, this is very interesting. And one of the rarities that we haven't had a home on the tour for, I don't know if this is the first time, but it's been a while.
Yeah. And that's the great thing about the Quincy Preserves Tour. There are always five or six homes, but every year it's something different, and every year it's like, wow, I've always wanted to see what it looks like inside that home. This year it's finally on the tour. I cannot miss it. So that's great. So we've got that modern home at 3022 Lincoln Hill Northeast. Then you go back to like 1435 Ohio, and I imagine that's more like a craftsman, German. These are the people that finally got a middle income earning in Quincy.
Yeah, a labor of love, if you will.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, close to the brewery district, but not within the brewery district. But, it probably lived in by somebody that worked very hard, but then had their own mansion to come home to. And you find that a lot in that particular type neighborhood. Close to the brewery district, but not so far departed. And the original thought was, when we put these tours together, was to keep them together so they were within walking distance. But then we found that people were much more able to transport themselves to various parts of the city and be willing to take a look at various different styles of architecture.
And this year really says that, because you're going to have a car to make all this.
Right.
Yeah, you can't make this on a walking tour. Well, I guess you could. But Lincoln Hill Northeast is going to be a hike.
But it's within reasonable distance.
Within reasonable distance. You're not driving forever.
Right.
And if you gauge it, you know, like, oh, everybody's at this place, I'll move on to the next one. Because there's no real order that you have to go in. Right?
No.
No. So there's six houses. You start anywhere you want. But if you buy your tickets online or use a debit card, you have to start at 1452 Vermont.
And that is the one. If you don't have a ticket, that's where you can buy a ticket, because that we have a swiper there.
Right. So that would be your starting point if you don't get tickets in advance, which is a great savings. You get a $15 ticket in advance. It's $20 on the day of the tour. But of course, Rich doesn't care, because it all goes to Quincy Preserves. He doesn't care if y'all come on that day. It's $5 more for his organization.
We are a 501c3. We're a member of Arts Quincy, and the money that is raised from the tour, the spring tour and the garden tour, which are now in June, they're merged. So you got the spring house tour and the garden tour. All that money raised stays within Quincy Preserves, because we've got a number of other programs that we fund, which, if I can make mention.
You may.
Okay, thank you, Mary. Oh, Mary. The facade programs, which are relatively new, they're programs to help private homes to renovate their facade. It's a funding program, as well as a commercial facade program. I don't want to get into a whole lot of detail, but it's been available for a while, and you can go to the website, quincypreserves.org, get more information, and with a two-page application, if you're renovating your home or your business, there may be money out there available to help you with your budget.
Yeah. A lot of people say, well, I can't afford to restore my older business or my older home, so let's tear it down and build something new. Well, don't assume that there isn't help available to restore what is old, because that's what Quincy Preserves is about. You can go to our downtown district and see where facade programs have been put in place and where they really look nice. And it's a work of art. It's never going to be complete, because you're always going to be renovating. But what we're trying to do is retain the character.
Precisely.
And that's what this tour is. You know, we've got houses 300 South 18th and 344 South 24th. Those are going to be the big wow, you know, where Quincyans lived. Because that was, when those houses were built, it's like, oh, the clamor of the city. I must move out to 18th Street to be away from it all.
But a lot of those homes were built by merchants.
Right.
And or those that were involved in shipping along the Mississippi River, which is why you see the cupolas
at
the very
top. Yeah, so they could look down.
So they could look down to the river, what they call the Widow's Walk sometimes. But when getting back to the facade program, one of the benefits, and debuting this weekend, is the Quincy Brewing Company. When they started pulling all that fake stuff off the front part of the building, they realized, wow, this is really neat, because all the wonderful architecture that was hidden for all these years all of a sudden started to reveal itself.
So, and there's a fashion sense to homes. I remember there was a home on Park Place. We all remember it. It had pink aluminum siding. Now, I know when they bought that pink aluminum siding, that family really thought they were improving that.
Yes.
And I'm sure it was the talk of the town. Has everybody seen the beautiful pink aluminum siding house? But that is gone now. That facade has been restored, thank God. But again, downtown there was this movement to cover up the old with something new and shiny and aluminum. Mm-hmm. And then the aluminum went out, so we stuck something else on top of it. So, you know, you get on down to where Quincy Brewing Company is and you say, hey, what was there is beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, until pink aluminum siding comes back in, let's keep this for a while, okay?
Well, that was the cheap way of saying, I don't want a tuck point because it's too pricey. So we'll just cover it up.
We'll just cover it up.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of hidden treasures, and you can find them. There are six homes, Thursday, October 18th. When you buy your tickets in advance, you can save money. They're at the Quincy Mall, Curlin's, at Emerald City Jewelers, and right downtown at Domestics, etc. Go online at quincypreserves.org, quincypreserves.org, or the day you can stop in at 1452 Vermont and just pay right there. It's open from 10 to 4, so you've got 6 hours to go through six homes.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the history of each home and all the different architectural points will be pointed out. And you'll have docents there to do all that.
Yeah, I love that word, docents.
Yes, well, that just means highly trained volunteers who are not paid.
I'm going to be a docent.
Are you?
That Saturday.
Where will
yes.
you be?
I will be at the one at 300 South 18th.
And has your home ever been on the tour?
I've been on twice.
I'm not allowed because of the restraining order, but I bet it was an interesting place to visit.
The first time, the first time was during the Christmas tour.
Yes,
and
I
we
have
had
been to your home
more than 1,000 people come through that time.
You know what? I have family members who have a beautiful home. I know their schedule. They are reluctant to put their house on the home tour, but sometime if they're out of town during this week,
mm-hmm.
I've got a key. So they don't have to know. They won't mind if 1,000 people walk through without their knowledge. We'll wear those little booties and nobody will ever know. Rich Kane, thank you so much. Quincy Preserves Fall Home Tour, October 19th, 10 to 4. Get your tickets now and save yourself $5. Purchase early at 15 or buy them the day of the tour, 20. But it all stays here locally. The Gilded Age mansions to the mid-century architecture, it's all going to be out there. QuincyPreserves.org.